freeing the hostages. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers unless the hostage gets harmed. The hostage was the American people. I was not willing to see them get harmed.
Barack Obama and what's being called his surrender news conference. Because this has confused people. A Democrat who doesn't want to fight Republicans. It's like a quarterback who sees how big the opposing line is and just hands over the ball. But if you don't like football, what better way to stop the game? And he just stopped the game. He just neutered the Tea Party. You have all these Tea Party candidates waiting on the sidelines, pacing like a caged pack of hungry lions. And what's left for them to do? Taxed enough already? Going to be tough to argue that now. And as for liberal Democrats, most of whom wanted a second stimulus, they just got it. This deal is literally flinging money at the economy. Employers will soon be roaming the streets, freeing hostages from the shackles of unemployment, picking them up in limousines and driving them to their new family wage jobs. And if the economy does come roaring back like that, the Tea Party becomes a trivia question. Healthcare reform becomes a non-issue. Nobody will care how many caribou are in Sarah Palin's freezer. And Barack Obama gets reelected. If the Democrats kill this deal, taxes go up for everybody in January. The Tea Party caucus cuts off the unemployment checks, gets the government out of the stimulus business, repeals healthcare reform. And in 2 years, there's only one dish on the White House dinner menu. Venison. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.